See anything you like?
Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us!
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
We've got a death curse!
It was a shark.
Little pig, let me come in.
Sometimes.
What was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
I'm just gonna bash your brains.
Welcome to the CineScare podcast. I am one of your hosts, Matt Speak.
And I am also one of your hosts, Joe Jans.
And with us, as always, is the super fan, Mr. Mark Biscotti.
I'm so tired. Shut up.
And with us as well is Catherine O'Hare. Catherine Horan.
That would be O'Hare. Quite the get.
Let's just change your name.
Right?
My God. I miss one episode, and this is like the mess that I come back to.
Right. It's falling apart.
Yeah.
Well, I just was reciting a line from. What is it? Great timing. Jeez, I was just reciting a line from the prophecy.
What was that?
I'm so tired.
Do it again.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired. All right.
You seem to be an expert, Mark.
Oh yeah. Wait a minute.
It seems to me like you're an expert, Mark.
I am an expert. I'm Father Mark. I'm Father Mark. This episode, Father Mark.
Yeah. So
what'd I miss?
Well, last time the shit hit the fan, Joe. I don't know. No, nothing happened. Actually, we had a very short, it was like a 50 minute episode. It was very short.
That was like 58.
I did listen to it.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I understood why it was so short.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you weren't on it.
Yeah, I would have added at least another 20 minutes worth of content.
That's true, yeah.
And you were sorely missed, Joe. And I even texted you, like, how badly, like, I missed you on the episode, and not a reply back.
I was in Disney World on a ride at the time.
Yeah, you let me drop everything.
Yeah, literally had better things to do.
Mark missed me.
It was it was like a heartfelt text, and it was no reply. Just nothing.
Well, I'm... Sorry, but it's kind of hard to text back when you're on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not. You're on a boat.
Interrupt his family vacation.
It's not like I was even looking at my phone. I was on Disney World. If I was on my phone, that meant somebody could have reached me, like, from work. So,
yeah.
How was Disney World, Joe?
It truly was the happiest place on earth. Although I was there for 5 days. We were tracking our steps. We walked 45 miles in 5 days.
Wow.
What?
Jeez.
It was an amazing experience, though. I'm so glad I went. I have a new favorite ride, which is the Tron Light Cycles, which is outstanding. We had a fantastic time. And marvelous weather. It rained on our last day as we were, like, starting to go to the airport.
Oh,
but
wow.
Other than that, all the weather, every day it was, like, 74 degrees.
Wow.
You know, it was amazing.
It doesn't even look like you have a tan.
It was, you know, it's November.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, Joe, did you watch anything this last couple weeks?
Boy, did I.
Really, this last month?
Yeah, right?
I watched one or two things.
Yeah.
First of all, do you guys know there's a Silent Night, Deadly Night remake coming out?
I did hear that.
I just stumbled upon that one. Yeah. I recently started watching a new limited series on Netflix. It's not horror, but I got to mention it because I'm kind of liking it.
What's it called?
The Beast in Me.
Hmm.
With Claire Danes and Matthew Reese. Hmm. And the Reese, right?
Oh, yeah. Matthew Reese. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. It's about this woman who lives by herself now. She was divorced. She's an author. She's a writer. And this guy moves into the house next to her in this giant mansion. And he's rumored to have killed his wife, but nobody was able to prove it. So since she's a famous author, they end up, she gets hired to write like his side of the story. Well, she doesn't believe him much and she's investigating him kind of at the same time. It is 8 episodes long and I'm about halfway done with it, but so far it's really good. It's a thriller. It's worth a watch. I went and watched Wicked, which I'm not going to get into other than it was fine. Cause I want Mark to have his full rant. Although I will say this, Mark, if you think it's that bad, keep in mind it made $250 million so far worldwide.
Oh, I know. So I know.
Just putting that out there. I watched Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein, which I really liked, which I was surprised that I liked as much as I did because it's 2.5 hours long and I don't have that kind of attention span. I will say one thing, which is hokey, that like it bothered me, but there's a scene where Frankenstein's monster is standing in front of this giant ship on a sea of ice. Like it's all been frozen over. And he's able to push the ship over, and yet the ice under his own feet does not crack.
Yeah.
Which, other than that, it's a great movie. But that just...
fantastic movie.
Yeah. I was feeling nostalgic, so I decided to watch something black and white. I watched The Thing from Another World from 1951, the original movie that inspired John Carpenter's The Thing. And I'm glad I did because I'm a completist. Is it fantastic? No, but there's no blood and gore in 1951. But in that time, this movie was actually pretty good. It's not very long. It's 1.5 hours. Matt, have you seen it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's the one that they played in the background in Halloween. The kids were watching it.
Oh, right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed myself watching it. It's kind of hokey, but it's still... you know, it's enjoyable. It's not going to scare anybody. There's no jump scares. They didn't have jump scares in 1951, but it's worth a watch.
Especially yeah, it's good.
If it was free. Yeah,
it's good.
And lastly, I watched Good Boy.
Oh,
which is an outstanding film.
Yeah.
And again, I was surprised I liked it so much as I did. That
I am. I'm actually too. I kind of thought when I left, I was like, I love this movie, but I don't think Joe's going to like it.
No, I can, that dog just sucks you in I cannot get over, like if there was like, that dog should be nominated for an Academy Award for best actor.
Did you stick around after, you know, during the credits when they had that little making of thing in the mid credits? Oh, there's a mid credits. Oh, damn. There's a mid, and it doesn't,
well, it I can go back pretty, and watch it.
Starts pretty quickly. It's on Shudder now, right? But it starts about mid credits and he shows how they got that performance out of him.
However they did it was fantastic. Yeah, it's I gotta go back and watch it. That dog just emotes so well.
Yeah,
he paints so much of a better picture with his little facial expressions than actors with words can.
100%. He was like the best new actor to come out in years.
Yeah. I would put him up with, just about anybody else out there. He was fantastic. So yeah, I really liked it. It's probably right now, I got to say either in or at the cusp of being in my top 10 for the year.
Oh, ooh, wow. It's in my top 5. It's such a unique movie. Like there's nothing else like it, right? No. Like you've never seen anything like it. And that I think goes for a long way nowadays when things just are not that original most of the time. And it's so unique.
I will say this, which I never thought I'd say about a movie ever. I wish it were longer.
Yeah.
How long is it?
One rare, it's like 1.5 hours.
That's it.
No, not even. No, it's like 71 minutes.
It's short.
Yeah. I wanted more of that dog.
Well, and it's a kind of a brilliant concept too, because, you know, we've seen so many horror movies that you kind of get a little desensitized to the human victims or the ones being in danger. But when it's a dog, it really raises the stakes because you don't want to see the dog hurt. And
no, never.
And it's so you're really invested. And on top of it, the dog's amazing. It's, you know, like you're, it's not, it, it's like perfect, the perfect storm of emotion.
Well, I'm trying to rack my brain to think of all the thousands of horror movies that we've seen. I'm trying to think of a movie where I had more emotional attachment with like the final girl.
Yeah.
Or the last guy that I did than with this dog.
Right. No, I can't think of one either. That's true. Yeah. And I mean, it's not a perfect movie, you know, and the concept itself, they stayed very true to the thing, to the concept of just following the dog. So that inherently has some like narrative weaknesses with it, but I didn't care. Like, I don't know, you know, if there's a million movies in this same concept, you know, it's going to wear thin very quickly. But yeah, like for the first time ever having seen something like this, a story told in this way, it was amazing. And I agree with you. I wish that it was longer too, because I was sucked in the whole time. I could have watched that dog running around the house seeing ghosts. I could have watched that for another half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I haven't seen the film yet, but it's like, man, do they show like how they get the reactions from the dog? Like, yeah, in those mid credits, they do. They're not scaring the dog or anything like
No.
Huh. You know, can't wait to see this.
You'll see how they do it. It's really cool.
Wow, I'm really
I was upset when Quint got eaten.
Yeah.
If they had touched one hair on his head,
oh yeah,
I would have started like throwing things at a television.
Riot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that would have been good for it, you know. Like if they actually harmed a dog, like killed a dog at the end, maybe, you know, that would have been like a great ending. No,
I need to see this film, don't I? Turn off his mic.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't ever want to hear you say that again.
Yeah. But that was also part of the brilliant marketing of it too, is that they let everyone know that the dog doesn't die. It's because there were a lot of people saying, I don't want to see it because I don't know
if the dog
I'm
dies,
only
yeah.
going if the dog doesn't die, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was great. Anything else?
Lastly, because we were watching all these Christian horror films, I needed a uplift. So in the speaking of the same thing, I watched Dogma because
that's Christian right. Yeah.
And I could watch it again tonight.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for those of you out there that collect tangible media, they're coming out with Dogma on 4K.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Which I'd like to get only because it's got a digital version on it, digital download. Then I can have it on my phone with me.
Oh, so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Believe it or not, that's it. That's all I watched. That and some football. Watched Notre Dame smack the crap out of Syracuse 70-7.
It was amazing.
Yeah. What's their record now?
Notre Dame, I believe we're 10-2.
Yeah.
We've earned our spot.
It was crazy, that game.
Catherine, what did you watch?
So, yeah, just echoing Joe, I also watched Frankenstein and Good Boy and really enjoyed both of those more than I thought I would. Frankenstein in particular, I thought was just beautiful. I loved Guillermo del Toro's take on that. I thought he did a fantastic job. Good Boy was fantastic. I agree with Joe, that dog was the best actor of the year.
Yeah.
And then I watched Black Phone 2. I didn't hate it as much as Mark did, but I understand his problems with the movie. It was fine. You know, the first one's definitely better. It was fine. And then I watched Together. And I did like that one. That one went in places I wasn't expecting. And I thought I thought it was going to be really disgusting and lots of body horror. And it definitely has some of that, but it wasn't as bad as I went into it expecting it to be.
Yeah.
I really liked that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it more than I thought I would. So, yeah. X, that's it for me.
Mark, did you watch anything?
I did. I actually did some homework with you guys. I did. I did ask Catherine individually. I asked Joe and individually and Matt individually what I was. I asked for a recommendation from each of you for a 2025 film. And so Matt recommended The Dead Thing. And the Dead Thing is starring Catherine Hughes and Blue Hunt. And I really enjoyed the performance of Blue Hunt, who played the character Alex. She was great. I love the premise of the film, dating, hooking up, being attached or obsessed with the wrong person. Great audio effects in this film. And after watching it, I highly recommend it. And I give it three cuts. Really good film. Catherine recommended Heart Eyes. And what a great slasher film. I mean, this has such like fun, like meta references, great jokes, and in my opinion, should be ranked up there for Valentine, like horror films, alongside like My Bloody Valentine. Great kills in this movie. Yeah, great kills in the movie. The killer is savagely like brutal, and like he's quick and accurate. Yeah. And
there's some pretty good kills in it.
Yeah, really good kills. And I might have. I mean, can I say a killer kind of like alarmingly kind of like sexy? Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. This killer for some reason kind of had like a charismatic like presence around him, kind of like Ghostface in a way, kind of charismatic. But I really enjoyed this film. This film, I give four cuts. Okay, Catherine, great.
Excellent. I'm glad you liked
it. I loved it. Last but not least, Joe's pick that he decided to give me was Abraham Boys. And this film got only a 4.2 on the IMDb. And for the life of me, I don't know exactly why that actually happened. Because first off, it's IMDb. That's what I said.
IMDb.
I even looked it up. It says IMDb.
No,
it's IMDb.
What does
he
that
looked
do?
It up though.
Yeah, it looked it up and I read it wrong. It's Internet Movie Database, not Beta Dace.
Maybe I needed my glasses when I was looking it up. Anyways,
you're fine.
But no, I mean that it is an incorrect rating for this film. First off, this movie was like a great reimagining of a continuous storyline for Dracula that follows the Van Helsing family. And I love that idea of it. I mean, it's a generational trauma. And I love the two sons in the movie. I didn't find it boring at all, like all these reviewers said. Wasn't a slow burn or anything like that. Why are you guys laughing?
That's high praise.
Yeah.
You know what? I love this movie. I didn't find it boring at all.
Yeah. No, it wasn't boring at all. Well, I'm saying like it wasn't as boring as what all the other like reviewers were saying it was. Like, oh my God, it was so slow and all that. And I was like, no, it wasn't. It was really interesting. And I mean, it kind of reminded me of an early film that was made back in 2001, a horror film called, Frailty. I said it right? Frailty?
Yeah. With Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton, who directed it, actually, and with Matthew McConaughey. It kind of reminded me of that kind of like premise, just not with the Van Helsings. But I love just the background and the setting of all this. And I give 3.5 cuts. I really enjoyed it. So thank you for all the recommendations.
You're welcome.
I'll have to watch it.
Wait, what do you
have to watch it?
I haven't watched it. You asked me for a recommendation, and I just looked up the first 2025 movie that was on Shudder. I'm like, here you go.
Are you kidding me?
Try that one.
Are you kidding me?
I was going to get around to watching it, but I never did. I ran out of time.
Well, guess what,
Joe? I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I really did. I really enjoyed it. Oh, thanks a lot, Joe.
it's got to be good. You know, it was on Shudder.
That's funny.
No, I actually enjoyed it. It's actually pretty good. So great recommendation, Joe. Jeez, just a loving care you give me.
I know how to pick them.
Unbelievable.
I know how to pick them.
I also watched Legion because Joe said he was going to watch Legion.
Did anybody else watch Legion?
I did as well, yeah.
I watched it before. I was not going to watch that again.
Okay, then maybe we'll just talk about it when we do the others.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. And and then all right, cue the music for Joe's rant. Cue it.
Mark is borrowing Joe's rant theme.
You really should make your own theme.
Yeah.
I could do it. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah. Mark's rant.
All right, that works.
Yeah. Thanks.
Joe's rant.
Yeah, you didn't do the boing, yang, yang, thing.
Boing, yang, yang. Oh, man. So I watched Wicked for Good. Joe said he watched Wicked, but I think he's talking about Wicked for Good.
Wicked for Good, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I watched this film, and let me tell you something. I loved the original. I thought it was a masterpiece. I thought it was fantastic. I cried during the film. Waited a whole year for this movie to come out. A whole year. I was like, they can't mess this up. Like, I've never seen the musical. I didn't know what was going to happen and all that. I was like, they can't mess this up. There is not one decent song in this whole entire film. It's like they blew their load all in this first film, and they had nothing to go on. Nothing to go on for the second. The acting was stilted. It was like two separate films. I had a whole year waiting for this. Oh my God. Yeah. But so they seem like completely two separate films. I mean, there's a darker tone, but I mean, there was not one song that was uplifting or even like moved me emotionally, like made me sad or made me happy. This movie was abysmal, abysmal. I almost wanted to walk out of this film. Almost, but I saw it through. And by the way, Jeff Goldblum's song that he sings in Wicked for Good, it's atrocious. It's atrocious. I don't even know why he even was allowed to be in this film if they're going to give him a singing part, especially the queen. What's her name? The Asian actress. What is her name?
Michelle.
I don't know. Yeah. She cannot even carry a tune. She's like tone deaf. She can't even carry a tune. It seems to me
like you're an expert, Mark.
I am an expert. I could sing better than Jeff Goldblum and Michelle. So anyways, it was such a letdown. I really hated it.
What a story, Mark.
It's not a story, Matt. It's just saying I really, really, really dislike this film. I don't recommend it, even if you're like a Wicked fan. I don't know how people are enjoying this film, and it made over, what, $250 million that Joe just said. Abysmal. So, all right. Thank you.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, great. 2.5 minutes on a movie that's not even horror. Perfect.
All right. You're welcome.
So
it is a horror film. It was that bad.
Matt, what did you watch?
What did I watch, Joe? Well, now that you mention it, I did watch Frankenstein, and I have to say,
Frankenstein.
Yeah, I did like it a lot. The look of it bothered me. The way it's shot, it had kind of a soap opera effect going on, so it kind of bothered me there for a while. It took me a minute to get used to it, and I think they toned it down maybe a little or something, but it did look like actors just in a set. For a long time, just the way it was filmed. But I liked it, especially when the monster story started. I liked that part of it more than the first part, the Frankenstein story. I was okay with what's his name. Oscar Isaac, he was okay, but Jacob Elordi was fantastic, and Mia Goth is really good. It's an unusual role for her to play. Normally, she plays somebody who's a little crazy, but it's kind of nice to see what would normally be kind of a stiff character played by somebody who's a bit quirky, you know. So I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. I think I definitely liked it. I think Joe said this. I think I liked it more than I was expecting to like it. So. What else I saw? There is a show, and it's not really horror, but I definitely want to mention it because it's kind of a thriller, but in a very weird, quirky way. And it is freaking hilarious. And it's called The Chair Company. It's on HBO Max, and it's really good. And I kind of Michelle, one of her coworkers, recommended it. So the first episode, I kind of had struggled like getting into it, but as the next episode came, then they're short; they're only like 30 minutes. You get really into it, and the story gets crazier and crazier. And this guy it's just, it's so funny. The cast of characters that he comes into contact with are absolutely hysterically funny. So I highly recommend The Chair Company. It's one that you, it's unlike anything else you will have seen.
I am two episodes into this and was seriously considering stopping watching it.
Oh no, it's great. Keep going.
So if I keep watching it, this is on you, Matt.
Well, it's hilarious. I can't account for your humor, but I know you have a good sense of humor, so you should.
My own son is saying, "Oh, you got to watch the whole thing."
Oh yeah, no, it gets better and better, and as you get into it, it's amazing. It's fantastic. Yeah. I did struggle the first episode getting into it. I was kind of like, this is kind of odd, but it you get wrapped up in it a little bit, and then the humor in it, you get kind of. I don't know what the term would be, but I guess used to it or whatever. And as you kind of get it, it like completely flips a switch on you. And I think you'll like it, but I don't know. Just be in a good mood when you watch it, Joe.
You act like it's a switch that I can just turn on and off.
Well, I'm just saying, you could turn on and off the show. Like if you know you're in a bad mood, don't watch
it. True. Yeah, that's true.
Also, there's a show on Netflix called Horror Hotel, or is it Haunted Hotel?
Haunted Hotel.
Haunted Hotel. And that
two episodes into that, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's I think it's made by the guy who made Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah. And it's pretty good. I'm not a big animated guy, and I'm enjoying it. So they're, you know, again, half-hour episodes, so it's not too much. You don't have to worry too much about it. But it's definitely worth checking out. And again, that's Haunted Hotel on Netflix. And I think, that's it. Other than what we have for
can our. Can I chime in real quick? I forgot to say that I did see Frankenstein also. And it's tied for pretty much one for me for top 25, 2025. Tied for like first place. It's amazing. And whoever did those costume designer, she's going to win. She has to win. Did you guys actually watch the making of Frankenstein after watching the film?
No.
I watched a little bit of it.
It's really good. It's really good. And you really see like what this costume designer did, like red blood cells, like for dresses and x-rays for her blue dress. And really fascinating. Really, really good. But yeah, it's tied for one right now.
Hmm.
All right. Sorry.
Two other things. Is everybody all caught up with
Welcome to Derry? Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah. Welcome to Derry. Yeah.
Almost. I didn't watch last night's.
Okay. And
Mark, are you caught up on it?
Yeah, I'm caught up on it.
Okay.
By the time this episode airs, Stranger Things season 5 would have started as well.
That's true. Yep. Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's opening. Is it starting Friday or
Wednesday?
Wednesday. Oh.
Wednesday.
Yes. Oh, it's really.
Oh, yeah.
No. Be a Thanksgiving binge for everybody.
If you're listening to my voice and you haven't watched it yet, go ahead and start it.
Thank you for the reminder.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, and if anybody touches a hair on Steve, I'll riot. You kill the kids, but you touch Steve, I'm going to lose my mind. Lose my mind.
I don't know. Leave him alone. Damage Steve's hair.
Actually, speaking of which, Michelle had a couple pieces of art at the Sugar Mint Gallery. Once again, they're having a show. This one devoted to Stranger Things, a Stranger Things show, and there's some really cool art. Michelle has a couple pieces there and it opened this past Saturday, so it'll be running. It's got to be running for a while now, so I would imagine it's running through December. Her shows usually go a couple months, so. But anyway, if you're in the LA area and you're a big Stranger Things fan. And our Halloween fan, because it's right next door to the Michael Myers house, you can go see the art show and buy some really cool art. So, all right, well, that brings us to our pick of the week, and that is Joe's pick. So, Joe, take it away.
Christian horror, or apocalyptic horror, or ways that we misconstrue the Bible horror.
Jesus,
we're
going to
start
Christ.
Off with yeah.
What is it, Joe?
It's Jesus Christ horror.
Christ.
So we're going to start off with
my God.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger classic End of Days from 1999, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Gabriel Byrne, Robin Tunney. And actually, I want to point out also Udo Kier.
Yeah.
He just died yesterday, which is
You did? I guess out. I missed that. Ah, shoot.
Yeah.
Which character was that?
He was the head priest. But I loved him in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. He was fantastic. So anyway, back to End of Days. This is a story of an ex-cop who must prevent a woman from bearing the Antichrist. And I can't think of another individual. Well, actually, I can. I would have said Tom Cruise, because he was considered to play Jericho Kane, which, for the record, Jericho Kane, come on. You can't think of a better name for our hero than Jericho Kane.
It's a little on the nose.
It's a little on the nose with the Kevin Pollak's character's name. You know what his name was, right?
What was Chicago.
Chicago Bob.
Yeah. Oh,
that was his name.
Well, and Gabriel Byrne's character, the man.
That's better than either of the other two names.
Wait, Joe, when you picked these films, did you know that Gabriel Byrne was in two of these?
Yeah, actually I did.
Oh, okay.
Did you know he studied the priesthood for like 5 years?
No.
Before he became an actor?
No.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So anyway. This, I'll shut up. Mark, why don't you talk for a while? Tell me what you think of End of Days.
Are you done introducing it?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never seen this one before. Actually, this is the first Arnold Schwarzenegger I've watched since when Terminator 3 came out, whenever it came out in a movie theater. So this is like the first time watching an Arnold Schwarzenegger film since. Yeah, so never seen it before. But, it was better than what I expected. I mean, who doesn't love, you know, Kevin Pollak? And every time I see Kevin Pollak, I think of Joe, because Kevin Pollak played the character in A Few Good Men. Every time I see Kevin Pollak, I think of Joey. Yeah, it's got the dumb name, Chicago Bob. Like, I don't even know what the hell that was. This was probably the smallest I think I've ever seen Arnold Schwarzenegger, like I've experienced in a movie. Didn't he seem like he was a little slimmed down in this film?
Well, it was that breakfast shake that he makes himself. I mean, I'd lose weight eating that thing too.
I did read
like
that
this was like a slice of pizza from the ground.
This was the first movie he did after he had some sort of heart surgery or something.
Yep.
So maybe that's why.
Oh, that explains it. Okay, yeah, because he looked slim. Like, I thought maybe he was, like, going method. You know, he didn't want to be looking like the big, you know, Conan the Barbarian or something. He wanted to look like an actual ex-cop, you know? I don't know, just, like, that's it. But, you know, the stilted, he had the stilted delivered lines, like, I'm just doing my job. And I'm just like, fuck me. But what job is actually like he was doing? So he's an alcoholic ex-cop. So he's not a cop. So what job is he actually doing? Because like, why does he have access to all these guns and cop stations? And like, he's supposed to be in charge of some like security squad or something. Right.
It seems like
I don't know,
private detective business type thing, or security job or something.
Yeah. It was a private detective thing.
He's allowed to be in crime scenes and just like walk in on crime scenes. That made no sense at all.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's private detective. I think it's security detail, because he was originally, him and Kevin Pollak were supposed to be guarding,
Chicago Bob
were supposed to be guarding the man before there was the attempted assassination as he was getting out of the car.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, so he's lost his faith in God because his wife and child were murdered, but I didn't see any like redemption arc to regain his faith besides wanting to get revenge for the murders. And that's just not a redemption to get his faith back, just to get revenge. That's just not how it works. So, like, I mean, all in all, I mean, it was nice to see, you know, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I guess, you know, I think I'd rather watch Terminator 2 or something, but I don't know. It was just a meh for me.
Catherine?
This was also my first time watching this one. I hadn't seen it before. Yeah, it was fine. I like some of the on-the-nose names of people, like Christine, you know, is a feminine form of Christ. I thought that...
Christ in New York.
Right, exactly. I was like, aha, look at them. Mm-hmm. Even more on the nose eventually. Christine in New York. Yeah. I thought that helicopter chase at the beginning when Arnold is just on that rope and
I forgot about that.
It was so ridiculous.
Yeah, so ridiculous.
I was like, what is going on? And then he would just drop down and start chasing him again. And then he's suddenly attached to the helicopter again. I'm like, what is going on?
But that's why you hire his security business, you know.
Yeah,
we'll go to the fullest extent of the law
apparently. Yeah. Oh, goodness. And it was fun. I watched this one after Stigmata, and so it was kind of fun. Just it was like, oh, there's Gabriel Byrne again. Oh, and then there's more Stigmata. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did
a nice
too.
Little double feature here.
Yeah.
Oh, and then whenever I think of Arnold Schwarzenegger, you always think of the stereotypical Arnold noises. And I was like, that's not an actual thing. Well, it is in this movie. Mm-hmm. So much of his grunting and groaning. Rawr, rawr,
rawr, rawr, rawr. Yep. Yeah.
All those stereotypical Arnold sounds. Yeah. There you go.
There it is.
I was like, he actually does make that noise.
Yep.
But yeah, it was fine. It was fun. I'm glad I've seen it, you know, so I could say I have. But, you know, nice kind of middle of the road.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Matt, take it down.
Yeah, this one, I mean, it's probably my favorite of the three.
Wow. No way.
Big
No, you're kidding, right?
No, I didn't like the other two.
Holy shit. Oh, no, this is not going to go well.
Why?
It's not going to go anywhere if you don't
let
him finish,
Mark. Love one of these movies?
Oh, my God. All right.
Oh no, they're gonna shut us down because I didn't like fucking Stigmata. All right, so yeah, the Schwarzenegger helicopter scene was ridiculous, so funny. I'm like, oh god, are they really gonna do this? That's not the most efficient way to do that, I think. But there's also a cat jump scare out of a refrigerator, I believe.
That's right.
Right? Like yes. How?
Where do what? You keep your cat?
Yeah, exactly. And then, so Schwarzenegger's in this church talking to this priest, right? About, I don't even know at this point. I'm not quite sure what the hell's going on in this movie, but he goes and talks. He actually, Schwarzenegger's better at policing than the actual police are. So whatever he's doing, and I'm not sure how he's making any money from it. Like, it's not like he got hired to investigate this. He was hired to protect the guy, but like, this isn't his job.
It's the man, not the guy. It's the man.
Or the man, that's right.
It's
the
his
man.
Name, yeah.
The guy. That probably wouldn't be as creepy, I suppose.
That's his brother.
So he talks to this priest in the church, and the priest says, go away. And he goes downstairs to a place where there's a bunch of priests on computers and a woman with stigmata lying on a bed. But he didn't lock the door behind him. If I was going to a situation like that and I had Schwarzenegger right behind me when I closed the door, I'm not just going to assume. I'm sure he's just going to walk out of the church, even though he's very curious about what we're doing here. Sure enough, Schwarzenegger goes down. It is a dumb movie.
Hey, jackass, close the door.
Exactly. Did you not lock it again? Come on. And then I'm like, the police just bring these two along with them to interview suspects? Like, that doesn't happen. They're not cops. And then there was some symbol that looked very bizarre. I don't know. And then at a certain point, the main girl gets attacked by those guys in her apartment. And Schwarzenegger and Chicago Bob just happen to be walking right by her brownstone at that moment. Like, I don't know if they were intentionally going to her place. I don't think so. I think they were just walking down the street.
No, they had a lock on the car, so it was kind of like a GPS tracker. So they were going, and then they saw the table outside the window.
Matt, don't you remember that great scene at police headquarters?
Yeah.
Where they were showing my favorite bit of 80s, 90s technology, which is when they depict a GPS tracker, they just have like a static painted map and there's one hole drilled into it with a blinking light behind it. Yep, that's where they're at.
Yep. And they won't move from there, or they better not.
We won't be able to
track them. It only works if they're in this one location.
Yeah. And then the light comes on.
Yeah.
Eureka.
And let's see. It does seem like this movie has the look of a movie that they might have been intending this to be a big blockbuster, you know, and it's two hours long. This goddamn movie does not need to be 2 hours long. And yes, I did write also Schwarzenegger's screams are unintentionally hilarious.
Hello.
Because they sound like the guy who used to imitate Schwarzenegger on Conan O'Brien's show. Conan used to have a TV setup and they would have a guy.
That's right. Yeah.
And it was a picture of Schwarzenegger,
talk
but it
through
was
his lips.
A guy's real lips, like Clutch Cargo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, not a great movie, but it was a highlight.
Jeez. All right. I have some things I want to run down. End of Days is actually the last film to be released on Laserdisc.
Oh.
In case you didn't know. Oh, yeah, now it's cool, isn't it?
Now it's really cool. There's a Laserdisc is huge, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
People still collect them.
I had a Laserdisc player.
Yeah, they're worth quite a bit of money now if you have a functioning one. And the Laserdiscs, I was just in this store the other day here in Burbank. It's like a record book / movie store, and they had like Laserdiscs. They have a whole bunch of Laserdiscs there.
Cool. Hey, Mark, speaking of overinflated value on tangible media, I looked up my copy of Dogma on eBay.
Yeah, how much?
And I can get them for like $16.
What?
Yeah. I know everybody said like, oh my God, you sell that. So it's got to be worth like $300-$400. There are people on there selling it for $300 or $400, but there are also people selling it for $16.
Well, you could also watch it, like the whole entire movie on YouTube. So I'm sure that like depreciates the
value too. Once the 4K comes out, it's going to be nothing.
Yeah.
But I digest. I have issues with Gabriel Byrne or the man, his character. When they introduce him, we know nothing about him at the beginning of the film. But then he gets possessed by this predator-like type demon from hell that you can't see. You know, he's just got that predator shimmer. And when he comes out of the bathroom after now being possessed, he walks up to a woman at a table and he shoves his hand down the front of her dress, grabs her boob and starts making out with her right in front of her date or husband. Now, because we don't know anything about Gabriel Byrne before this happening, how do we know he doesn't do that himself anyway? You know, this isn't shocking to me because I've got no, you know, ground floor to start with.
Well, I do feel like there was some kind of transition for him where you could tell he wasn't himself anymore.
Yeah.
So I,
where was I? Oh, of course the devil or whatever Gabriel Byrne became, can piss gasoline and of course has to, you know, light one cigarette, take one drag off it and throw it away, which is such a waste.
Yeah.
I love it when Schwarzenegger calls the devil a choir boy compared to himself. So demeaning. So another issue. So I'm going to get to this other section. I looked up how these movies are biblically inaccurate. And only after this first one that I wrote, the whole premise of this is that the number of the beast is 666. And if you turn that upside down and you add 1,000 to it, that means that's when the world's going to end. And that's stupid. Because there's nowhere in the Bible that says it's got to be turned upside down. You got to add 1,000 and subtract 2. And it's just dumb. And it's not in the King James Bible, the 666 isn't referenced numerically. It's alphanumerically. They spell it out. It's here is wisdom. Let he who hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of the man, and the number is 603 plus 6. I have memorized that not because I went to Catholic school, but because I was a Misfits fan, and that was in the liner notes, Revelation 13, verse 18. So that whole premise was just dumb. And who was the actor? Rod Steiger. I expected so much more out of him, but he was really phoning it in. Not that this movie had a lot for him to go with, but I also don't understand how you can shoot bullets at Satan when he has the ability to suck his soul out of whatever vessel he's in.
Yeah.
He could have just jumped into somebody else. But
right.
And then they even state in the film that Satan can't see inside a house of worship. So if he can't see in there, he sure as hell can't go walking into the church either.
Right.
So that, and the movie suggests that faith alone is not enough to save us and that works are necessary. However, in the Bible, it states that salvation is through grace by faith alone, not by works. So take that. They should really do some research first. I'm not going to waste any more time on that. That was not a big favorite of mine. So we're going to go to Stigmata from 1999 with Patricia Arquette and again, Gabriel Byrne, amongst others. I would like to point out some other big stars in here like Portia de Rossi is in there. Anne Cusack is another one. And there's a couple others, but nobody tremendous. Anyway, Stigmata from 1999. This is about a woman who becomes afflicted with the stigmata, and a priest is sent to investigate her, and which may have several ramifications for his faith and for the Catholic Church itself. So, Catherine, why don't you go ahead and start?
Oh, boy. So this is the only one of the movies. This is the only one of the movies I had seen before. I saw this when it came out in the theater. Didn't really remember much about it and kind of wish it had stayed that way. I did find it was interesting. The music is by Billy Corgan.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, that's cool.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Definitely too much running into traffic.
Oh, God, yes.
My first note.
Yeah.
Like they're just constantly, anytime she freaks out and runs into traffic.
I
feel like it's the same street every time.
Yeah, and you could just run down the sidewalk. You don't need to run into traffic. I don't get it. Yeah,
and it's raining, and like what?
A lot of damage. She caused.
Right.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. And then I loved her apartment. Like this was the most
huge 90s.
It was a huge apartment. She's a hairdresser.
Oh my God.
I don't know how she affords this apartment.
And
she spends most of her money on inflatable couches and chairs.
I was going to say she's got inflatable furniture. Yeah. And then that Art Deco train bed thing she's got.
Yeah. Yeah. That place is really ginormous.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
She's got two urinals.
What was that supposed to be?
What was that?
New York.
What city was that?
Oh, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Okay. Which I thought it was New York too. It definitely has a New York vibe about it, but Pittsburgh.
Maybe a hairdresser can get an apartment that big in Pittsburgh. No. I don't know. Probably not.
But yeah, just, oh God, the decorations and the fashion in this were just like the most stereotypical 90s. She had this ring, the stupid ring on her hand with this giant bulb. I just wanted to.
Those were a thing, Catherine. You remember. Come on.
I don't remember that specifically, but it was just so gaudy. But yeah, I mean, this movie's, again, it's fine.
What a ringing endorsement.
Yeah. Right. Just kind of middle of the road. Like, I don't know. It was fine. I definitely like the second half better because I do find it interesting because there are gospels that didn't make it into the Bible. And I find it really interesting to learn about those kinds of things and find out what's in them and why they weren't included. So when it starts getting kind of into that kind of stuff with this Gospel of Thomas, I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. But it just takes a while to get there and then kind of feels like it loses traction, doesn't really go anywhere
that
with it.
Gospel of Thomas thing is something that they should have put in like an Indiana Jones film.
Right? Oh, totally. That would have been fantastic.
The Gospel of Thomas.
Better than, those skulls.
Aliens. Yeah, yeah. Exactly, Catherine. Oh my God, what a waste of a movie.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's fine. It has some interesting elements to it. It's got some neat ideas, but I just feel like it's not really well executed.
All right, Matt.
Yeah, this is very 90s. This is so 90s, this movie. And yeah, you talked about her apartment being incredibly large, but she was in a ludicrously large hospital room too when she was in the hospital. Like that thing, it looked like the windows and everything made it look like either they used the same set as her apartment or they used the same set as the Cardinal and the Vatican or wherever that was where they were talking to the Cardinal. And it was way too, I'm like, what hospital has a room that ginormous? That would be a really a waste of space. Yeah.
I have this theory that her entire apartment is actually a soundstage and they shot like her apartment and the Vatican and the hotel or the hospital and everything all on one floor.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
They just moved the inflatable couch out of the way.
And then the cops are watching, or no, not the cops. I guess it was the priest. The priests are watching the video of the camera on the subway of her being whipped. And and Gabriel Byrne's like, well, she was whipped, it looks like, by an unseen force. And then one of the other priests says, or maybe it was a cop, I don't remember now, says, how important is this really? I'm like... I would say if there's somebody was suddenly having lash marks ripping across their back and you think it's an unseen force, that seems pretty important to your case. Even if there was a guy standing there whipping her, it's pretty important to watch that video. And I said, man, Seven really owes the 90s an apology because there were a lot of imitation movies.
So
and this one was
them.
One of those. Yep. It looks a lot like Seven, the raining all the time and just the kind of, I don't even know what to say, the graininess of everything. It's very 90s. And they really shouldn't have people playing hairstylists or barbers if they don't know how to cut hair and they're not actually going to have them cut any hair because all they do is just mime it behind the hair. And it's so obvious. That was terrible. I said, this is the definition of a dumb movie. This running down the street is ridiculous. Yeah, I said the same thing. And then Michelle actually had a note. She said, who said, and she didn't even watch it with me. She just walked through the room, I think, maybe sat down for a few minutes and said, who sits on top of a roof? This is such a 90s thing. And I was like, 100%. Yeah. Nobody sits on the ledge of a roof like that. And then it seems like Gabriel Byrne, he takes photos of all this stuff, but it's always the same shot. Like he just keeps taking multiple photos of basically, he doesn't move, you know, get a different angle or zoom in on something. He just keeps taking the same photo over and over.
Matt, could I interject?
Yeah.
One of my notes is Gabriel Byrne is a terrible photographer. He must have taken over 100 photos of that one wall.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I think you can get it once and you probably have everything and then maybe
just
do some
back up a little
or do some close-ups of different spots and things like that. But yeah. And then they have to have a sound effect with every movement she makes when she's like floating in the air. Every time her head moves, there's like a vroom, 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 you know, I would have Arnold loved voices. A little Schwarzenegger growl. And then in The Exorcist, you know, in The Exorcist, when she rose into the air, that was done in complete silence, except for the priest saying the power of, you know, that's way more effective than having a crazy sound effect under it. That's like, oh, where do you see this with the sound effect? Let's see. Yeah, that's, I guess. Oh God. I think I was talking. I must've done voice. Cause I'm looking at these notes. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense at all, but I must've been talking. I must've had voice on and I was talking about something else on here. And I just read it. Like, what the hell did I just say? Well, the part with the bird. Oh, at the end when she's walking around, I don't know, hospital, or I'm not sure where they are. It's kind of a park-like area, and she's recovering. I think it's outside the hospital. And there's like a bird flying around. I don't know. There was something weird about that whole scene that they cut. The end of this was very strange.
Oh, it started off as a pigeon, Matt. And it ended up being a dove.
Yeah.
It's a dove, Matt.
Yeah, I guess.
Means peace.
I think if you go back and look, originally it was a pigeon. And then it was a pigeon. And then all of a sudden, oh, it's a dove.
Yeah, it was.
The pigeon walked off set, said, this movie sucks.
Yeah, get me out of here. Go find a dove for this fucking movie. Yeah.
He'll do anything.
Yeah, no, I did not like this. This was probably, well, I don't know. I can't say which one I liked less.
Holy cow.
All right, Mark, you're up.
Yeah, I never saw this one before, so
I
felt like, you had?
The only one of these I hadn't seen was
The Prophecy.
End of Days.
Oh, End of Days.
Yeah,
I've seen all of these.
Yeah, I think. Oh, really?
The Prophecy. I might have like started watching. I remembered a lot of parts, but I think I may have been falling asleep, or I just maybe turned it off. I don't remember now, but.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, but like watching like Stigma was like, I felt like I've seen it before because it looks exactly like a 1990s music video. I mean, from the colors to the 90s punk rocker outfits Patricia Arquette was wearing. I mean, just like Catherine said, like, I want to know like how she afforded that apartment with the hairdresser's salary. I mean, it was huge.
I mean, I thought at first she might be, maybe she's like a celebrity or something like that, because it looked like her lifestyle was a big lifestyle.
It had two urinals in it.
I think
it did.
I'm guessing that her mom helps pay for her apartment because her mom's like this world traveler, you know.
That's true.
I guess so. Yeah, maybe. They should have established that.
Yeah,
maybe.
Establish that a little bit more,
that,
maybe.
It's just the one urinal apartment, but
yeah, you know, well, that's true. Yeah, you get that second. You got to be rich to get the second urinal.
Yeah,
yeah. That bed that she was sleeping in was absolutely huge. In that, and I gotta say, just do a little. You say exactly what you said. It's like that headboard was awesome. That train headboard, I want that. It looks so cool, but. Watching like Patricia Arquette act in any film just brings me back to, like, you know, just thinking of her as her role as Alabama Whirly in True Romance. I feel like she just plays the same character in every single frickin' movie, and with the southern twang and the high voice, with that, you know, kind of like laugh that she has. Like I love her character in True Romance, but I haven't seen her do anything else as good or better since that film. I don't know. She just doesn't.
Severance?
Yes. Yeah, she's great in Severance.
Never seen it.
You haven't watched the show Severance?
No.
Holy shit. Oh, you'd love it.
Oh.
You missed the mark, Mark.
Yeah. You'd love that show. It's insanely good.
Oh, okay.
It's like you'll go crazy for it. It's so good.
Really? All right. What is that on? Like Apple Plus, I think?
Apple TV Plus.
Huh. All right. Is it me, or does like Hollywood just like love making priests or the priesthood like completely evil? Does Hollywood love putting a handsome priest in a priest robe, smoking a cigarette, and, you know, and just the priesthood's, you know, how maybe the priesthood is like behind some sinister like organization lurking in the shadows, trying or fumbling up or not understanding the whole idea of, you know, the story. I don't know. It's just like Hollywood, it always seems to have the same formula for the priesthood or whatnot. But, and the deal with the, you know, that 1945
hiding pedophiles and stuff like that. I know.
Yeah. Well, they don't really go for the sexy priest much ever anymore.
No,
not since the whole sexy ultimate scandal thing came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. But you know, the deal with that 1945, discovered scroll, like, I didn't know, like, I had to do some like research on that, because like, I said, what, did they just put that in to make it try to like be legit? And apparently this actually happened in real life. They found, let's see, what I did some research. It actually did happen with the scrolls of the Gospel of Thomas, 13 scrolls to be exact, with 50 ancient Gnostic texts from the second and third centuries AD. Like key texts with the collection included the Gospel of Thomas, one was the Gospel of Philip, one was the Gospel of Truth, and one was called the Apocalypse of Adam, to name some. So they are now what is it? They are now like being like revised in the Museum of Cairo, Egypt, and you could read all of them online, which I did read. So basically, in Cliff Notes, it's basically talks of the theory of God, the material world, and Jesus Christ, and the path to of salvation. I mean, pretty important stuff that isn't included in the Bible nowadays, if you ask me. So, I mean, I thought that was kind of fascinating. But reviewing the film, I didn't like it as much as The End of Days, and definitely not The Prophecy. So that's it. That's all I got, Joey.
Okay. I only have a couple more things to say. First off, the depiction of the stigmata, they try to shove this down your throat as like a demonic possession. And that's not originally what the Catholic Church denotes it to be. It's more of a sign of holiness. You know, it's something that the Catholic Church would be thrilled to have somebody not, you know, it's not something you would give them an exorcism for. And then of course there's the whole concept of how did she get it? So we're led to believe that her mom found the rosary of this other priest in Brazil that had died and mailed it to her. We get to see her on film holding up this rosary for literally 4 seconds, and then she puts it down. And because of that, she gets the stigmata process to begin, which, again, I don't know why it's a process. I always thought it was you either got it on your side and your hands and your feet all at the same time. I didn't realize it was a progressive thing. I don't know how accurate that is either. But yet the priest, Gabriel Byrne, finds that same rosary and has it in his hand even longer than she did, and nothing happened to him. Yeah, it's the imagery again, the whole 90s thing. There's just a barrage of imagery in the entire bedroom when the whole thing's being lit on fire and there's flames all over the place and these doves come flying out, but yet her and the priest are completely unscathed. I don't understand when the Gabriel Byrne goes back to Brazil to look at that original church, that like most of the church is disassembled. There's only like a handful of pews left in there, and all these gorgeous hand laid tiles that were on the floor, most of them are gone. But then there's one, it's just a gray square, and he just walks over and he lifts it up, and lo and behold, there's the Gospel of Thomas. Barely, yeah, six, right, inches lower than the tile. Like, really? Nobody else could have found this before?
She's crazy.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Mark. The whole Hollywood making sexy priests back then was stupid. Mm-hmm. It would never happen. She is way too old and way too female for that priest to be attracted to her.
she was not 22 or whatever. Seen it happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, Joe.
So anyway, that's enough about stigmata. We'll go on to The Prophecy. 1995 with Christopher Walken, Elias, is it Codius? I don't know. Virginia Madsen, Eric Stoltz, Viggo Mortensen, Amanda Plummer, just a cavalcade of stars. They are at the scene of a bizarre murder. L.A. homicide detective Thomas Daggett. Now, that's a much better name than Jericho Kane.
Thomas Daggett.
Thomas Daggett.
Daggett.
That, like, he should have had his own show in the 90s. Just dag it. Anyway, he discovers a lethal heavenly prophecy now being fulfilled on Earth in his fight to stop the forces of evil. He finds an unlikely ally in an elementary school teacher. So, Matt, what did you think of this favorite film of yours of the three?
I'm curious.
I don't have many notes, so this will be quick. I had seen parts of it. I don't know if I know I didn't see the end, so I think I may have turned it off before or fallen asleep. I don't remember now. But I have three notes. Walken is chewing the scenery, and he totally is. Like, he is chewing the scenery. I'm not sure why they made Gabriel have black hair and painted nails and eyeliner. I don't know, like, why they did that. It doesn't make sense to me.
All the angels were going goth then.
I guess so.
They all had long jackets. They looked like they were Lost Boys.
Yeah, I guess it would. I think it would have been more effective for him to be blonde and perfect looking, you know, rather than already set up as evil. Like, why not make him the ideal? It would be more interesting if Gabriel thought he was doing the right thing and that he thought his cause was righteous, than for him to be basically another Satan. And then when Satan shows up, who Viggo Mortensen, I think, he plays a great Satan. He's really good in this. Then when Satan shows up, you see a big difference between the two. And they aren't the same. I think that would have been more interesting, but they chose poorly. And then I wrote, wow, this is boring. I really struggled to stick with this one. I really had a hard time, like, paying attention. I really was like, God damn it.
The text. I was waiting for the God damn it, Joe.
Well, it doesn't rise to that level of God damn it, Joe. I mean, and then the end has Poltergeist 2 special effects. So no wonder Mark liked it. But let me look through here. Elias Koteas, I think, was terrible in this. Virginia Madsen's fine. Eric Stoltz is, you know, he's Eric Stoltz. Viggo Mortensen, though, was my favorite part of this. I thought he was really good. And
great.
And Adam Goldberg was great too. If they'd had a little bit more of that kind of quirkiness in it, it was a little too self-serious for me. I didn't care for this one. So I don't know if it was my least favorite, but that and this one in Stigmata, probably in a tight race.
What you were saying about how they make Christopher Walken, his Gabriel, look all evil.
Yeah, right.
I just wanted to state my all-time favorite depiction of Gabriel in any cinema is got to be Tilda Swinton as Gabriel in Constantine.
Yeah.
I thought she was absolutely perfect.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That is my Gabriel.
That
androgynous, you don't even know male or female, but.
Did Constantine come out before this?
After.
Constantine was 2005.
Okay. Yeah. So then it wasn't like they tried to make it different from Constantine. So yeah, I don't know. I maybe it was just a choice of Walken's or something. I'm not sure, but it there wasn't enough difference between him and Satan.
Yeah. All right, Mark, you're up.
Big fan of this film. Originally, this was filmed in 1993, but sat on the shelf for 2 years for some reason. I don't know.
I think I gave the reasons.
No, you didn't, Matt. I mean, I don't know why I have such strong feelings for this film. It's, you know, is it the cool concept of angels in black trench coats, you know, perched like black crows or eagles, you know, that can smell lichtings to find their prey? You know, I love Eric Stoltz in this with, you know, the long red hair, you know, and, you know, he's got a really soft, loving voice. I mean, he kind of seemed like an angel. And I mean, he plays Simon, the zealot, you know, one of the 12 apostles of Jesus from the New Testament. So I thought that was really cool. Zealot. Thank you. You know, Gabriel, who was played by Christopher Walken, who, you know, I mean, I think Gabriel was like, you know, a really good Gabriel. I loved how he looked. You know, he kind of looked like that one angel that attacked Eric Stoltz. So Simon in the apartment, he's kind of had that kind of look, just shorter hair. But I mean these two biblical, you know, characters that portrayed, you know, tired angels who, you know, feel shunned, and especially, you know, Gabriel, who is absolutely jealous of, you know, these quote unquote, you know, talking monkeys. And I love every time they call us talking monkeys. I think it's so humorous and funny.
If the shoe fits.
Yeah, we are talking monkeys. It's just such an interesting way to look at the angel side of the story, you know, that God loves, you know, us humans, you know, the love for the God that has, you know, such strong, it's just so strong for us that the angels will, you know, so many angels, you know, feel like abandoned, you know, just like Lucifer, you know, and, you know, Satan. And I thought Viggo was absolutely great, you know, when he's just picking the rose and he just picks it all and just like bites into it, you know, just look like a bird, you know. And it's a great film. It's nostalgic for me. I mean, my God, I mean, Christopher Walken must love playing Gabriel, because there's like four other films that he did, you know. I've never seen Christopher Walken being so invested in another, you know, film before, and just keep reprising the same role. I mean, they probably weren't paying him that much. I mean, it's kind of an independent film. I mean, they were going straight to video, for crying out loud. But he must have loved the film. But I mean, this film actually, I think, started all these other like Christian horror films and Christian dramas, you know, with the angels and whatnot. I mean, Constantine. I think Constantine was after The Prophecy, when someone wrote Constantine. I don't know.
The movie came out after, but I believe the comic book started long before this.
Long before?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm a big fan of The Prophecy. I liked it.
All right, Catherine, you're up.
All right. So, yeah, I thought the cast in this was fantastic. It's such a great group of people. And one of my first things I wrote on it, it's Constantine meets The X-Files with a dash of The Matrix. I did
perfect.
Like...
That's perfect.
I enjoyed the morgue scenes. There's a happy face on the scale in the morgue. And then there's a great sign above where they keep the bodies in the freezer. It says, freezers are for bodies, not beer. And so I thought those were fun. I thought the lead detective guy looked a lot like Robert De Niro.
He's like distracted. A Kmart Robert De Niro.
Right?
The poor man's like Robert. Yeah.
He's too young to be Robert De Niro. But. And then when Gabriel kidnaps Amanda Plummer's character, he makes some sort of comment about that he needs her because she has a car. But if he's an angel, why does he need a car? Can't he just transport or fly wherever he needs to go?
He might want to be inconspicuous.
Ah, that's what
I mean. That's the whole reason that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck take the bus to New Jersey and Dogma.
Right? And I'd rather watch Dogma. I don't know. This movie, again, I felt all these movies were just kind of middle of the road. They were fine. Nothing else really on this. It was enjoyable enough. I like the, you know, the actors. I loved Virginia Madsen and Christopher Walken. But yeah, I think like Matt said, I like when you get the humor with the Adam Goldberg character. That's when it really kind of comes to life. It keeps your attention. But when it's not doing that, it does get a little slow.
All right. I will completely agree with Matt that Christopher Walken was chewing the scenery through most of this. However, he does look really fucking badass when he's walking out of the morgue. And he just, with the wave of his hand, he lights
up
on fire behind him.
I mean, so that's cool.
That's cool. I do also really like Adam Goldberg's character. Like, to the point that I wish they had more of it. Like, I would have loved to have seen. We're kind of introduced with him complaining about the turmoil that Gabriel's putting him through, but we never get to see any of it. All we know is that he won't let him die. Now, when he ends up grasping over to Amanda Plummer as his replacement, I mean, it's good, but we still don't get to see all the anguish that he was putting on his human meat puppet. Speaking of the Adam Goldberg scene when Adam Goldberg is driving Christopher Walken and they have to pull over and stop for that graveyard to try to find that soul in that colonel's body or whatever. You can see that Christopher Walken has a trumpet in his hand, but they don't reference it until much later when he's sitting on the stairs with the kids and he's letting them blow it, which I thought was weird because Gabriel, the angel Gabriel is supposed to have a trumpet. It's not a trumpet with valves like a bugle. It's called a Torricelli's trumpet, which it's what he's supposed, when Gabriel blows that, that's supposed to signify the beginning of the apocalypse.
Right.
So I was glad they had that in there. I thought that was a little cool Easter egg, but
yeah,
I just didn't like how they used it. I don't understand why all the angels have to perch. Like, that just made my knees hurt.
I forgot to write that one down. Yeah, that was so dumb looking.
What's wrong with it? They're angels, so it's kind of like perched. Yeah,
just
like
stand. It looks awkward. And
if you're trying to blend in and be human, you don't perch on anything.
Well, it's close, like the angels with the wings, like they're birds. They're perched like a bird.
They're going to need knee braces.
Okay.
But like even at the beginning when Thomas Daggett comes home and he sees Simon perching on his desk,
he pulls
his gun on him. And then Eric Stoltz has like two sentences. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to put my gun away and stop questioning the fact that I'm a police detective and somebody has broken into my apartment. You know, he gave in really too quickly. That's a lot of this is far-fetched, even according to the Bible, the stuff that I looked up. The film suggests that God's love for humanity has been abandoned, but the Bible states that God's love for humanity is eternal and unconditional. So take that, Hollywood. So anyway, I honestly couldn't tell you which was my favorite out of those three, which is why I watched Legion, which was my favorite out of the four that I watched. And if somebody wants to recreate this and watch these at home, skip the first three and just watch Legion. I
wouldn't skip the prophecy, but
the only, you know what? I screwed up. I should have done Legion instead of the prophecy. And then we should have had another episode, which is just the prophecy franchise. Because in the prophecy part two, Glenn Danzig plays one of the bad angels.
Oh, funny.
And I haven't seen that. I did see it once, but I haven't seen it in years. So if anybody has anything they want to say about Legion, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I saw it years ago, and I thought it was okay. I don't really remember much about it, but I didn't really want to watch it again.
It's got a great diner scene. Great
Gladys,
diner
the old
scene.
Lady.
Oh,
right?
My
that
God.
Was great.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
And it's so much more of a horror film than any of the other movies we watched.
Well, that's correct. True. Yeah.
I also, Doug Jones is in it, playing that creepy ice cream man demon thing.
He was creepy. Yeah. One thing I did write, I wrote it as a note under my Legion notes. But in all of these movies, why is everybody shooting all the supernatural entities? If they're not human, why do you think your guns are going to be helpful? That was one thing all of these movies had in common.
I did like, though, the Paul Bettany, Kevin Duran matchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Kevin Duran was Gabriel, and he looks like a, he's going to kick somebody's ass. He looked huge in that film. It was great. I like that one.
Yeah, I liked him in that.
So. Yeah, Paul Bettany's great as an angel, too. He's got that angelic look.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug Jones, Dennis Quaid, Kate Walsh, Kevin Duran, Charles Dutton, Paul Bettany.
Oh, man.
Tyrese Gibson. It was a great cast, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Dennis Quaid had great reactions in that film. Like, really great reactions. Like, they felt authentic. Like, a good, just seemed actually like authentic reaction. Yeah, it's just like a lot of them are just like not amazed at what they're seeing. And Dennis Quaid seemed amazed always when he was seeing that.
Okay, so that's all I have in regards to these movies. Do you guys have time for a game?
Sure.
Oh boy.
It's a quick game.
All right.
Okay, and we're gonna do this a little differently. So since Matt is, or Mark is the only one that doesn't have a camera on, he's gonna go first. So this game is this or that. The game is this or that.
There it is. There's the Joey voice.
So I'm gonna list off two things, like Catherine, hamburger or hot dog?
Hamburger.
Okay, hamburger or pizza?
Pizza.
Okay, so you get the gist of it, but we're going to do it with horror movies.
Okay.
All right. Now, because I don't want anybody to hear what everybody else picked, I'm going to ask Catherine and Matt to disengage your audio equipment, and then mm-hmm. I will flag you down when it's your turn.
Okay.
Okay?
So, all right.
Be gone with you before somebody drops a house on you too.
Be gone with all of you.
Yeah. All right, Mark, are you ready?
Wait, Catherine's not muted.
She doesn't need to be muted. She just can't hear. So are you ready? And keep in mind, this is supposed to take like 30 seconds.
Got it.
So quick gut reactions. Okay.
Got it.
Ready?
Got it.
Dracula or Frankenstein?
Dracula.
Dracula or the Babadook?
Dracula.
Dracula or Scream?
Scream.
Scream or Carrie?
Scream.
Scream or The Substance?
Scream.
Scream or The Thing?
The Thing.
The Thing or Silence of the Lambs?
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs or Return of the Living Dead?
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs or Rosemary's Baby?
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs or Alien?
Alien.
Alien or Sinners?
Alien.
Alien or The Omen?
Alien.
Alien or The Fly?
Which version? 1986. Alien.
Alien or Eraserhead?
Alien.
Alien or Blair Witch Project?
Alien.
Alien or Get Out?
Alien.
Alien or Sixth Sense?
Alien.
Alien or The Conjuring?
Alien.
Alien or It Chapter One?
Alien.
Alien or Psycho?
Oh, you bitch. Alien. Quick.
Alien or The Exorcist?
Alien.
Alien or Talk to Me?
Alien.
Alien or Long Legs?
Alien.
Alien or Evil Dead?
Alien.
Alien or Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Alien.
Alien or Friday the 13th, Final Chapter?
Friday the 13th part. No, no, Alien.
Alien or Jaws?
Jaws.
Jaws or Hostel?
Jaws.
Jaws or Misery?
Jaws.
Jaws or Poltergeist?
Jaws.
Jaws or Weapons?
Jaws.
Jaws or Evil Dead 2?
Jaws.
Jaws or Christine?
Jaws.
Jaws or When Evil Lurks?
Jaws.
Jaws or Aliens?
Jaws.
Jaws or Amityville Horror?
Jaws.
Jaws or The Shining?
Jaws.
Jaws or The Birds?
Jaws.
Jaws or Halloween?
Jaws.
Jaws or Evil Dead Rise?
Jaws.
Jaws or the original Friday the 13th?
Jaws.
Jaws or Nightmare on Elm Street?
Jaws, all the way.
Jaws or Night of the Living Dead?
Jaws.
Jaws or Halloween 2?
Jaws.
Jaws or The Witch?
Jaws.
Jaws or Nosferatu?
Jaws.
Jaws or The Lost Boys?
Jaws.
Jaws or It Follows?
Jaws.
Jaws or Hereditary?
Jaws.
Okay.
I can't see it. It's in.
It says Catherine.
Oh, Catherine.
Catherine. Catherine, you ready? Catherine, you ready?
Okay. I couldn't read what your paper said. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. Rapid fire response.
Writing, you know how it works. In highlighter is impossible to read, by the way.
Sorry. That's all I had. Matt, go back to not hearing. Okay. Catherine, you ready? Okay.
Yes.
Dracula or Frankenstein?
Dracula.
Dracula or the Babadook?
Ooh, the Babadook.
Babadook or Scream?
Babadook.
Babadook or Carrie?
Babadook.
Babadook or The Substance?
Babadook.
Babadook or The Thing?
Ooh, The Thing.
Thing or Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, man. Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs or Return of the Living Dead?
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs or Rosemary's Baby?
Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby or Alien?
Oh, man. Alien.
Alien or Sinners?
God damn. Alien.
Alien or The Omen?
Alien.
Alien or The Fly?
Alien.
Alien or Eraserhead?
Alien.
Alien or Blair Witch Project?
Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch or Get Out?
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch or The Sixth Sense?
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch or The Conjuring?
The Conjuring.
Conjuring or It Chapter 1?
The Conjuring.
Conjuring or Psycho?
Psycho.
Psycho or The Exorcist?
Oh, man. The Exorcist.
Exorcist or Talk to Me?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Long Legs?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Evil Dead?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Friday the 13th, the final chapter?
The Exorcist.
Exorcist or Jaws?
Oh, man. Depends on my mood, but I'll still stick with The Exorcist.
Exorcist or Hostel?
Oh, The Exorcist.
Exorcist or Misery?
The Exorcist.
Exorcist or Poltergeist?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Weapons?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Evil Dead 2?
The Exorcist.
Exorcist or Christine?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or When Evil Lurks?
That was a good movie. The Exorcist.
Exorcist or Aliens?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Amityville Horror?
Exorcist for sure.
Exorcist or The Shining?
The Exorcist.
Exorcist or The Birds?
The Exorcist.
Exorcist or Halloween?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Evil Dead Rise?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Friday the 13th?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Nightmare on Elm Street?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Night of the Living Dead?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Halloween 2?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or The Witch?
Oh, The Exorcist.
Exorcist or Nosferatu?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or The Lost Boys?
Damn it. The Exorcist.
Exorcist or It Follows?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Hereditary?
Exorcist.
All right.
That's like, that's my default go-to favorite horror movie of all time, so I feel like it's...
All right, Matt's up.
All right. Do I turn myself
you can,
off?
Or you can listen. Yeah, you can listen. That's fine. Right. Mark, if you're not listening, you can listen. All right, Matt, you ready?
Yes.
There's 50 of these. It's rapid fire.
It's hard.
Don't even think. Don't even think.
Okay.
Gut reaction. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Dracula or Frankenstein?
Frankenstein. Frankenstein. Wait, which one?
The original.
Okay, Frankenstein.
Are you going to question all 49 of these?
No, I just, you know, I if okay. It was Francis original. Ford Coppola and the new one.
Here we go.
He's overthinking already.
Okay. Yep.
All right. The original Frankenstein or the Babadook?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein or Scream?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein or Carrie?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein or The Substance?
The Substance.
The Substance or The Thing?
The Thing.
The Thing or Silence of the Lambs?
The Thing.
The Thing or Return of Living Dead?
The Thing.
The Thing or Rosemary's Baby?
The Thing.
The Thing or Alien?
The Thing.
The Thing or Sinners?
The Thing.
The Thing or The Omen?
The Thing.
The Thing or The Fly?
The Thing.
The Thing or Eraserhead?
The Thing.
The Thing or The Blair Witch Project?
The Thing.
The Thing or Get Out?
The Thing.
The Thing or The Sixth Sense?
The Thing.
The Thing or The Conjuring?
The Thing.
The Thing or It Chapter 1?
The Thing.
The Thing or Psycho?
The Thing.
The Thing or The Exorcist?
The Exorcist.
Exorcist or Talk to Me?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Long Legs?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Evil Dead?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Friday the 13th, the final chapter.
Exorcist.
Exorcist or Jaws.
Jaws.
Jaws or Hostel.
Jaws.
Jaws or Misery.
Jaws.
Jaws or Poltergeist.
Jaws.
Jaws or Weapons.
Jaws.
Jaws or Evil Dead 2.
Jaws.
Jaws or Christine.
Jaws.
Jaws or When Evil Works Lurks.
Jaws.
Jaws or Aliens.
Jaws.
Jaws or Amityville Horror.
Jaws.
Jaws or The Shining.
The Shining.
The Shining or The Birds.
The Shining.
The Shining or Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween or Evil Dead Rise.
Halloween.
Halloween or Friday the 13th.
Halloween.
Halloween or Nightmare on Elm Street.
Halloween.
Halloween or Nightmare or Night of the Living Dead.
Halloween.
Halloween or Halloween 2.
Halloween.
Halloween or The Witch.
Halloween.
Halloween or Nosferatu.
Halloween.
Halloween or The Lost Boys.
Halloween.
Halloween or It Follows.
Halloween.
Halloween Hereditary.
Halloween.
All right. So after all that, Matt picked Halloween. Catherine ended up with The Exorcist. And Mark ended up with Jaws.
Yeah. That sounds right.
That's right. Yeah. And what did you? Did you do this?
Yeah, what did you end up with?
I didn't do it. But if I did, I probably would have taken The Lost Boys.
Yeah, it'd probably be.
I thought for sure. I thought for yeah, it'd probably be The Shining. It'd probably be Evil Dead Rise.
You like that? Depends on my Shining.
I guess it sort of depends on my mood. What I'm in the mood for.
Oh, wow, the macro.
Jaws is another top contender too. So,
yeah.
I thought for sure that The Lost Boys was going to trip Mark up.
Yeah,
being so high up on that list. So
I started with The Lost Boys, but no, it had to be Jaws.
So anyway, that's it. I'm done.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, yeah, that was good. All right. Well, also, if you guys, we are coming up on the time of year when we're going to be picking our top 10 in, I guess we are actually looking at the calendar, Joe, after the episode last time, and I think we're probably not going to be able to get to our top 10 list until like the first week of January or something like that. The episode before that is Christmas, and that's usually when we catch up on a lot of the movies from this year that we haven't seen, is during our breaks during that time. So,
yeah, I don't want to do 2025 until 2025 is done.
Right. Yeah.
There might be something really cool that comes out on December 31st.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it just lines up a little later than usual. Cause this year our episode will come out on the 9th of January. So it's a little later than usual the way it falls, but it's fine. If you guys are out there and you haven't watched any of these, or if you're one of the people here and you haven't watched any of these, that would be a good time now during the breaks that we have coming up, if you have breaks. Bring Her Back, obviously, is one you should check out. Weapons, of course, if you haven't. Sinners, Good Boy is on Shudder. Obviously, Frankenstein you should check out. Best Wishes to All is one that we haven't, I saw a while back and we haven't talked about much, but I think everyone here should watch that. Together, obviously, VHS Halloween. Companion. This year's not as strong as years past, I feel like, but there's a couple out that I haven't seen yet that are for rent now. There's Shelby Oaks, I think, is one that I've been hearing a lot of things about. I want to check that out. And then the new Oz Perkins is I don't think it's for rent yet, but I keep hearing about that too. So
I haven't seen it yet, but isn't Bone Lake supposed to be good?
Yeah, I've heard that one is pretty good as well. So definitely check those out. Mark, have you seen Bring Her Back yet?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. Those are all definitely worth checking out. In addition to other things that we've talked about here. So, all right.
Who's got next?
Who's next?
Oh yeah. Next would be Catherine.
Yes.
So what are your picks for next episode?
So
I forgot. And I'm glad that you did it because I meant to text you and remind you that this week would be yours, but I totally forgot.
No, that's all good. So I was trying to think of something that would be fun to watch for the colder months. And I've been learning on Duolingo for the last 481 days, Norwegian. Oh. I was like, you know what? Let's do some Norwegian horror movies.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So I know we're coming towards the end of the month and streaming things change as the months change, but here's where things are as of right now. Mm-hmm. So my first movie is Troll Hunter from 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And that is on Tubi. After that, I've got a movie called Cold Prey from 2006. And that is on Roku.
Would you say, is that Cold Prey? Somebody's scraping their marker.
Sorry. It's Joe.
It's highlighter.
So Cold Prey. Okay.
Cold Prey.
All right.
And what's that on?
That's not on Roku. Play. Yeah, not Cold Play.
Oh, there's a Cold Prey 2 and 3 as well. Wow.
Yeah. Maybe if it's good, we'll watch the other.
Do the franchise.
Right. And then the last one is The Innocents, which is from 2021.
This is one that we had. Oh, no. Mark might not have watched this one. Joe and I did a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
That's with the kids.
The Innocents? Yeah. No, Innocence. I saw that.
Okay. From 2021. The one with
the little kids?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just horrifying.
Yeah.
And this is on AMC Plus.
So that would be The Innocents, Cold Prey, and what was the first one?
Troll Hunter.
Troll Hunter.
Troll Hunter, that's right. Okay, cool. All right. Well, go to www.cinescarehorror.com and look at our merchandise. And also, everybody, have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This will be coming out on Black Friday, so please don't.
Let's do this while you're shopping.
Yeah.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. All right. I guess that's it. We'll see you next time.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
See anything you like?
Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Got a death curse.
It was a shark.
Little pig. Let's come in.
Mad sometimes.
What was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
I'm just gonna bash your brains.
Save this
girl. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, Mark's rant.